This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Priya Badu. The Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change has achieved the 100 days target on integrated development of wildlife habitats. Recently, the Union Cabinet approved the continuation of the wildlife habitat development scheme of over 2,600 crore rupees. The scheme includes the critical Project Tiger subcomponent, Project Elephant and development of wildlife habitat. The ministry said the scheme has a livelihood generation of more than 50 lakh man days through direct engagement. A total of 55 tiger reserves, 33 elephant reserves and 718 protected areas and the zones will benefit from the scheme. The Central Board of Direct Tax has notified the Direct Tax Vivad Se Vishwas Scheme 2024 to resolve pending appeals in the case of income tax disputes. The scheme will come into force on the 1st of next month. The DTVSV scheme provides lesser settlement amounts for taxpayers who file declarations on or before 31st December this year. Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has called for the upliftment of citizens of the Northeast in fostering unification of the country. Addressing the 7th Northeast Student Festival in New Delhi today, Mr. Rijiju said that the recognition and awareness for the Northeastern people have changed since 2014. He added that discrimination against the Northeastern people in other parts of the country has decreased. The newly inducted State Chief Secretary Manish Kumar Gupta today called on the Governor retired Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik at Raj Bhavan in Itanagar. It was a courtesy meeting by the Chief Secretary. He took office on 16th of this month. During the meeting, the Governor advised the Chief Secretary to prioritize issues such as strengthening border villages, combating drug trafficking, enhancing the emergency response mechanism, and addressing various challenges faced by the general public. He also highlighted the importance of leveraging technology, including geospatial tools for real-time monitoring. The government e-marketplace has reduced transaction charges levied on sellers and service providers transacting on its platform as part of the government's 100-day initiative. The Commerce and Industry Ministry said the GEM has reduced its transaction fee by almost 33%. GEM announced a new revenue policy for the portal last month. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast isolated heavy rainfall over several parts of the country during the next few days. The weather agency said Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya are likely to experience isolated heavy rainfall from Monday to Thursday. A mass cleanliness drive under the ongoing fortnight Swachhta Hi Seva campaign 2024, Swabhav Swachhta Sanskar Swachhta, was conducted today by the Swachh Bharat volunteers at the premises of Malini Temple, Rukmini Temple and Akashi Ganga in Likhavali in Lower Siang district. Similarly, a mass cleanliness drive was also carried out at the historical site of the 100 feet high national flag podium in Deepa village by the district administration today. The Mahila Gram Sabha and Balika Gram Sabha were conducted yesterday at Songking and Pangyak under Miao subdivision in Changlang district. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Pema Khandu, sharing this information in his social media handle, said empowering voices of women and children is crucial to achieving inclusive development. This marks an important step towards localization of sustainable development goals and building a more equitable future. The Ayushman Bharat Health Account Abha Drive for Doctors and Staff of Directorate of Health Services Naharlagan was conducted by the Ayushman Bharat Digital Mission Arunachal at DHS Conference Hall in Naharlagan yesterday. Altogether, 158 Abha numbers were generated. Rajiv Gandhi University, RGU, today joined the Swachhta Hi Seva campaign 2024 with a vibrant campus event aimed at promoting cleanliness and environmental awareness. As part of the celebrations, two selfie stations were installed at key locations on campus near the RGU mini auditorium and the library to encourage students and staff to engage with the campaign in the creative and interactive way. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.